Welcome to On Mic with Jordan Rich, the podcast that explores the magic and majesty of the human voice in all of its applications. I talk with voiceover artists, with actors, with writers, producers, movie folk, and musicians. Today, our Ticket to Ride takes us back to an era when the Fab Four, the Beatles, were on top of the world. And they sound, of course, just like this. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club. So you thought you were listening to the Beatles? Well, in a way you were. That was not the original group, no. That was one of the finest tribute bands in the world, called Rain, which will be in concert at the Bach Center here in Boston, where we do our podcast from this coming weekend, February 17th and 18th. Go to Bach Center, B-O-C-H, center.org for your tickets. My guest, who's prepping for his Boston tour stop with the 50th anniversary presentation of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's album, is Paul Curatolo, who portrays Paul McCartney. Paul Curatolo, congratulations on the success you've had, not only as a musician on your own, doing your own thing for many years, but with this group Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. Must be a kick to know that people from far and wide are coming to see you to cheer you on. Well done.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it is. It speaks volumes about the success of the Beatles and their undying popularity.
Now, I've got to ask you about Paul's background, not Paul McCartney, but you're the Paul I'm talking to. And as a kid, and you're not very old by any stretch of the imagination, you're not Paul McCartney's age. As a kid, were you a Beatles fan, or did you develop that fandom?
I grew up around it. My father is the original cast member of Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, playing Paul. So I grew up within that atmosphere and with the Beatles music all around me and all of their solo records around me. So their voices and their writing styles and their words have always been kind of like fathers and uncles.
Right.
And cousins to me. So they've surrounded me. So the Beatle music always resonated with me. And as I got older, I started to really relate to it. So I guess, yeah, I've always been a fan. It's always just kind of flowed through my veins.
Talk a little bit about what people see when they go to a show, because obviously it's the music, it's the sound, but it's also the spectacle of seeing you guys up there.
Recently, it's become a multimedia experience as well. We have full LED walls and pillars and stuff that interchange song to song with interactive videos behind us and a lot of our audience members live on screen behind us, stuff like that. So it's in every way we're taking people through the iconic career of the Beatles from when America first set eyes on them on the Ed Sullivan Show through the rooftop performance in England, through kind of the breakup, and so on and so forth.
I'm fascinated because this podcast is about me interviewing voiceover artists and actors and so forth. How you, any of you, manage to do the vocal interpretation that is so dead on. Do you have to have a voice that's sort of in Paul's range to begin with, or did you improvise your own vocal chops to get to where Paul is?
Yeah, it's a lot of study. It's a lot of study. I mean, of course, we have to be kind of in the ballpark. But for the most part, you study their every inflection on the records, you study their inflections on interviews, and even their speaking voices is in a pitch. You know, I'm sure most voiceover actors will tell you even voiceover work is musical in a sense that it's
right.
Pitched. Most people speak in a certain pitch. So studying that musically has made it a lot easier.
Would you explain again to people who have not yet seen Rain in performance? It's more than just the music. I mean, are you guys doing stuff between songs, between sets? Explain how it plays out.
Yeah, it's been deemed a pseudo jukebox musical. I like to consider it a concert, a rock concert hidden in a Broadway show. So it's all live performance. We do everything through the music. But there's retro commercials and videos and interviews that we recreate that play while we're changing into our next iconic Beatle look. So throughout the night, it's 2 hours that just zoom by because of It's just nonstop action.
In the current makeup of Rain, and again, we're talking with Paul Curatolo, who plays Paul McCartney. In the current makeup, was it difficult to find the right four? I mean, how long a process was it before the four of you were destined to be together? I mean, because it seems like a lot of work to find the right combination, and then everyone has to be in sync. Tell me about that.
Well, this recent lineup just seems like almost like the Beatles, like a match made in heaven, you know, like it just, the stars aligned and we found the right guys that work together and get along. I go back with the drummer a while now. We've played in local groups together and stuff like that. So we know each other really well, and it's good to have a rhythm section that's very tight, both on and off stage. But otherwise, before that, it was the original four members of Rain that had been playing together for decades. So that mm-hmm. kind of attention to detail and chemistry has just kind of flowed over because they trained us.
And one of them was your dad, correct?
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. That is so cool. Now, just curious, have the Beatles, the surviving Beatles, ever been at one of your performances? And what kind of feedback have you gotten either indirectly or directly from, say, Paul McCartney?
You know, we don't know that for sure. If they have, I would hope that they know about us and hope that they like it, because we're paying tribute to them and their legacy. And we're just super fans, and we just love their music and message so much.
Got to ask you, Paul, if you have a favorite costume, because you guys say you take us through the various incarnations. What do you call your favorite?
Well, we have a new one that we're playing into this year. Well, I should say it's new to us. It's not really new to the Beatles or fashion. It's still is classic and looks so cool. It's kind of the Beatles 65, 66, like rubber sole kind of mod, like the paperback writer era.
Yeah.
Where they were wearing, you know, kind of the Paisley button-down shirts and still wearing like the cool drain pipes and the boots and stuff, but the cool shades and stuff like that. So it was very hip. It was right around the time that John Lennon was really influenced by Bob Dylan, and they were wearing suede and earth tones and stuff. So it's really fun to delve into a costume change that really hasn't been done before in the Beatle world.
And Paul, you know music. You have recorded several albums on your own with your own groups. So you know what makes a song work. There's no question the Beatles are enduring decades later. They're not going anywhere. Their song library is immense, and there's a reason it's so popular. What is the secret to the writing, to the production? Why is it so listenable today, I guess?
You know, I feel like it's going to take me the rest of my life to figure out what trick they found. I mean, from listening to them and being in the studio and stuff, it just boils down to their songwriting. Their songwriting was so gifted, and they were so talented that their songs just still hold up because nobody could touch it.
And it had been performed by symphony orchestras, by Sinatra, by everyone under the sun. They still resonate. They're still great, great melodies, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, just as relevant today. That's the beauty of celebrating the 50th birthday of one of the greatest rock albums ever made. You know, this is the first of its kind, and it still holds up.
We talk about Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And here's something that people would want to know about. You learned to play the bass left-handed, and that's because Paul McCartney does, correct?
Yep. It's so visually pleasing to the audiences. It really makes the look, and that's just an extra fun factor that goes into tributing the greatest rock band of all time. You know, what would the Beatles be without that iconic left-handed bass player?
And I got to give you guys credit, and obviously it stems from the originators of Rain, but you know the fans would pick up on anything like that. They would be there, maybe in a nice, gentle way, but they would remind you if something was off, I would guess.
Sure, absolutely. So now we'd like to think we've really dialed it in to where it's just going to be a fun, easygoing experience. You know, there's always going to be something that someone's going to pick up on, and we like to hear that because it kind of it's creative criticism that keeps us going.
Well, Paul, you are terrific to join us here, and we want to promote your travels, including the Boston event, which is the 17th and 18th of February at the Bach Center, B-O-C-H, Bach Center, and it's a great venue. Have you played that venue before?
Yes, so it's going to be so great to come back into Boston. Last year, we played up in Lynn, but this year, we're coming back into Boston. I can't wait.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for doing what you're doing, which is really providing people with great entertainment. There's something about nostalgia. It's really more than that. It's about memories and growing up with this group, and they're eternal, and you guys are keeping it that way. Thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it, Paul.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks though they're here to stay.
My thanks to Paul Curatolo and his fellow bandmates for helping to keep that music not only alive, but so fresh and exciting. If you want to know more, you can go to raintribute.com. That's R-A-I-N, raintribute.com. And if you're just listening to this podcast in the week it's presented, then you know that Rain will be in concert at the Box Center in Boston on the 17th and 18th of this month, this weekend. Go to boxcenter.org. You've been listening to On Mic with Jordan Rich, a podcast produced by Chart Productions. Just click the Jordan Rich podcast link at chartproductions.com for more. Please subscribe, download, rate, and review us on Apple and any other podcast platform. Hey, it's great to be with you as always. Thanks for listening. Have a terrific day.